The nature of our band is kind of to not wake up too early. So
the group Deer Tick isn't exactly a bunch of type A personalities, but they sure get the job done nonetheless. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Courtney O'Connell. The indie rock band Deer Tick was started by songwriter John McCauley in Providence, Rhode Island, where he grew up and taught himself to play guitar, piano, and drums. Although McCauley started off performing solo, he would add in a musician or two as he went along, and now Deer Tick continues to expand or contract as creativity demands. Now it's 7 years since Deer Tick started, and with 4 studio albums under their belt, the band has earned a fervent fan base and comparisons to Bright Eyes and Modest Mouse. Deer Tick's new album is called Divine Providence. So to celebrate it, we headed to the legendary Electric Lady Studios, where an audience of WFUV marquee members got to enjoy a live performance by the band. And during a conversation with host Alisa Ali, she asked them about recording the new album.
Yeah, we worked 20 days straight. So we would probably start between like in the early to mid afternoon and just work pretty late into the night, and a lot of the songs ended up getting written while other people were doing other things or having cigarette breaks or whatever. So get a lot of stuff done.
So was it a collaborative writing process?
More or less. It's funny because there is definitely a lot of different songwriting going on from different people, and that shows up on the record. And there was one song that me, John, and Robbie collaborated on. But musically, I think when we all play it together, we have no choice but to be collaborative.
Chevy Express, no children conceived, the beer cans rattle around, the tags are old. The engine's cold, I'm idle in a neighboring town. Highway work, no progress made, the state's just taking the time. Something's wrong, the bridge is strong, the bagging money all the while. He got the trade, he got the money.
You said you recorded like 20-something songs.
Yeah.
What was the process of like narrowing that down?
Sucks really bad. Yeah.
That was the worst part.
It was definitely the worst part because there were different perspectives, I think, on how people wanted the record to sound. We kind of were okay with it sounding like a mixtape. And we had some friends and co-workers who maybe thought it'd be better if it was more cohesive. So that was painful.
I see. So what was it, like a rock, paper, scissors type situation? Like, come on, let me fight for this, or like, let me make the case for this particular song? Or how exactly did you decide?
We went out for some pepper fried chicken.
In Nashville, yeah.
And we all sat around a long table and basically made cases for the songs.
From an FUV live performance by Deer Tick, that's Main Street, and before that, Chevy. Both songs appear on their new album, Divine Providence. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.